Talking about different kinds of cars here, we have a new class called the TA2, as we mentioned a little bit briefly in the show. And we have those type of cars. We have another type of cars that are running with them. They're called the TA2 cars. And they're not quite as high-tech, but they're definitely just as racy a car, too. And it's kind of funny. Walking through the pit area, we actually saw a guy that we used to bump into when we used to work the short track at 994 Raceway. In fact, I got a chance to interview this guy a couple times after he won with his truck in the Mid-Am Series, and that was Bill Pretzel. Let's hear what Bill has to say as I caught up with him earlier this morning.
Get it over with early.
Okay, we caught up with the driver who races in the Mid-Am Series in the stock cars, but also races in the TA2s, Bill Pretzel from Wisconsin. And it's nice to see you at a road course rather than a circle track.
It's enjoyable. I had a lot of fun doing it, so that's why we do.
Talk about road racing, how you got started into it. I know you've been doing the circle track thing for a long time, but the road racing, you've really taken off, especially this year.
Well, we started in 93 when Mid-Am went to Road America. That's my first race with Mid-Am, and I had a car built just to go there. And got involved with Mid-Am, and they went other places. They came here to Brainerd years ago, and we went to Black Hawk Farms and Council Bluffs in Iowa. And I just enjoy road racing so much. When this came along to be, I decided to do more of it.
You know, we see a lot of guys going, you know, making the left turns, doing the circle track racing. But really, the challenge is, especially when you come to a road course like Brainerd here, you got lefts and rights and high speed turns and stuff like that. It's a lot of challenge to get the car ready, isn't it?
It's a whole different ball game. I mean, I always talk with people about, you know, circle track racing and making a left hand turns, but when you've got to make the car go both ways and operate equally, it's tough.
How do you set the car up? I mean, normally you try and set up, you know, for a short track or something like that, you try and set up the car to carry more speed through the turns. Here you have a mixture of straightaways, which are really fast, and you have some really tight, slow speed turns here as well, too. So do you try to find the balance in between, or you just kind of feel that neutral part of the car?
Try and get it as neutral as you can, so it'll turn both directions. I mean, some tracks you go to, they're much more favorable right-handers, so maybe you'll balance it a little bit to the right. But generally, you'll balance the car as close as you can, 50-50, and, you know, live with it as best you can.
Now, they ran the Trans Am cars here at Brainerd last year just by themselves. They added the TA2 class. When you saw that opportunity to race with multiple different types of cars, I'm sure you got kind of excited and thought, hey, this is something I really want to do, right?
When I saw the TA2 come this year, with the car that I've got, I knew we could fall into the class. I didn't figure we'd be top dog in any way, shape, or form because I don't have enough road racing experience. But it just looked like a neat way to go to other tracks and see new places, and it's been a ball so far.
And besides having fun, you probably learned a lot because you've been to a lot of different tracks this year that you've probably never been to before, right?
You never stop learning. I mean, I've been to Sebring. We went to Mosport in Canada. We went to Three Rivers on a street course. Unbelievable what that was like. So, yeah, it's been a whole new learning experience all year.
You know, on the asphalt oval tracks, they call you the Franklin Flyer. They probably don't call you that here you don't have any nicknames here on the road courses yet, right?
Well, we still carry Franklin Flyer, but I don't think they use it much on road course racing.
All right, well, best of luck to you.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, that's Bill Pretzel.
Great job.
Always fun. It was a great job. He's a fun guy to talk to anytime we go to the racetrack. And I always remember talking to him back when we see him at the short track racing. I asked him, you know, he's racing at some new tracks this year. And, of course, he's been around for a long time racing in the Midwest area and lots of tracks in Wisconsin. How many tracks he's been at? And he added it up, and he is just a couple under 100 racetracks, different racetracks he's raced at in his career. So talk about a guy who's got a lot of experience driving a lot of different stuff. And he's raced not only the TA2 cars, he's raced the Mid-Am cars, he's raced the Mid-Am trucks, and I know there's a bunch of other stuff. I think he ran some dirt late model stuff once upon a time, too. That guy's... He just loves racing, and he just, you know, takes time out from working on his car to talk racing. So he's one of those kind of guys we just love to visit with.
Still looking for his first win in the Trans Am 2 series. He has 2 seconds this year. He's currently third place in the point standings, Bill Pretzel with 423 points. Looks like he's going to pick up some points on Greg Rogers this weekend because he's not here. But Bob Stretch, the point leader, is... And he is leading in a Camaro, 516 points. Yeah, they run Camaros. There's even a Ford Taurus in the TA2s and also the Monte Carlos.
You know, we were talking before the show about your car, and you have a Ford Taurus.
Yeah, I do.
You could go out there and run with those, maybe, huh?
Bill was driving.
Maybe it needs some safety equipment or something like that, too. And I've seen the way you drove. You ended up in the grass last year when we were here driving, and I didn't. So.
But that was a spec racer. That was completely different. Hey, there's a lot of racing today up at Brainerd International Raceway. Not only on the road course, but also on the drag strip. They got the muscle car shootout. The tickets are only $20 to get in, and that gets you in all day today. You can go anywhere you want. They have the Playboy Mazda MX-5 Cup Series will start at $235 today, and then the Trans Am Series starts at $340 today, and they're doing it all again tomorrow. So if you're thinking about coming up and taking a racecation to Brainerd, now is the time to do it. Hey, you think we've interviewed a bunch of guys already? No, we have a lot more. We're going to interview all a ton of the different Playboy Mazda MX-5 Cup drivers after this short break, and we're going to talk NASCAR later in the show. So stick with us. It's Speed Talk on 1360 here on KRWC. Please check our website. It's speedtalkon1360.com.
Not sure what to get that special person in your life? Well, Brainerd International Raceway Performance Driving School has just the thing. Let them drive a real race car on a real race track. BIR Performance Driving School has a bunch of different gift certificates available, and it's sure to make your loved one's dream come true. A variety of packages include car and equipment, or you can bring your own car and see what it's got. Give them an experience they'll never forget. Visit them on the web at BIRperformance.com.
Hey, you can come up here and visit us because we're up here right now, and we're going to be watching the Trans Am race this afternoon. All the action on the road course. It is awesome. Come by. You'll see us. We'll have the Speed Talk stuff on our cars, and we'll be standing there. You know what we look like. Come up and say hi. It is an awesome place. So come on up to Brainerd. If you want more information, go to BIRperformance.com. BIRperformance.com, and we'll see you at the race course. Road course. Lufanger's Racing Equipment has a complete line of hardcore racing products like AFCO, Bilston, Eibach, and Integra shocks and springs, intercomp scales and setup tools, and Howe precision ball joints. For the street rod enthusiast, Lufanger's is your source for Wilwood brakes, K&N air filters, Felpro performance gaskets, Moroso, Bradpen oil, MSD ignitions, and Goodrich and Fragola hose and fittings. Also your source for AFCO and PRC standard and custom aluminum radiators available for most applications. Lufager's Racing Equipment is dedicated to personal service. Their quality products and 46 years of innovation are guaranteed to make you go fast on or off the track. Call them at 800-328-3618 or go to lufagersracing.com. Located on Highway 12 in Delano. Stockholm Motorsports Park is the home of Minnesota's fastest rental go-karts and the Northland Regional Karting Association. Stockholm Motorsports Park is an awesome 40-acre facility in Cokato. This is a 0.65-mile, 14-turn asphalt road course. It's 26 foot wide with several key passing points. It provides an incredibly safe yet complete layout for racing. It has fast speeds, elevation changes, and bank corners. Without a doubt, the finest facility in the Upper Midwest. Stockholm Motorsports Park now offers arrive and drive go-kart rentals, speeds over 50 miles an hour. They supply the kart, the suit, the helmet, and instruction. You just arrive and drive. The cost is only $15 per 8-minute test drive. It's perfect for birthday or bachelor parties. Go to StockholmKartingCenter.com, StockholmKartingCenter.com, or call 952-442-9200. That's 952-442-9200. Stockholm Motorsports Park on Highway 12 in Cokato.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty except for one man, still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup, but he's driving.
Your one-hour celebration of motorsports every Saturday morning from 10 till 11 a.m. KRWC with Speed Talk on 1360. I'm Jason along with Dean Reller. And it's fun for us because we're up at the Brainerd Road Course and we're seeing some really cool cars on the track. Not only the Trans Am cars, but we've got another series to talk about.
Yes, it's the Playboy Mazda MX-5 Cup cars. We have never seen these cars before. We got a chance to see them out there in practice this morning and they're really cool. They are little Mazda MX-5s. And they're convertible cars, too. And so you get a really chance to see the drivers. They all look almost the same, different colors out there. Really speedy, and they're really kind of fun to watch.
And we talked to the boss first.